It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book takes readers into a young girl's diary as she tries to solve a murder. Here's Lars Stoltzfus Brown with this week's Bookmark.
Emile Ferris's 2017 graphic novel, My Favorite Thing is Monsters, is it turns beautiful, haunting, and heart-wrenching. And it took the comics world by storm. It won 3 Eisner Awards in 2018 for Best Writer/Artist, Best New Graphic Album, and Best Coloring. It was also nominated for 3 Ignatz Awards in 2017 and a Hugo Award for Best Graphic Story in 2018. It may come as no surprise, then, that the Pennsylvania Center for the Book unanimously selected this book for the 2018 Lind Ward Graphic Novel Prize. This book takes place in Chicago in the late 1960s, and political unrest and class inequities set the tone. The narrative unfurls in the form of a diary drawn and written by a 10-year-old, Karen Reyes, who is beginning to question her sexuality. Throughout the novel, she draws herself as a werewolf because she'd rather envision herself as a monster than face this confusion head-on, which Ferris has said will be addressed in the second volume. The combination of artistic styles and gripping story pull you in as Karen attempts to solve the murder of her neighbor, a Holocaust survivor, grapples with familial stress and social awkwardness, and struggles to figure out where she belongs in a world not designed for her. The personal nature of the text and its design as a series of semi-connected tangents invites readers to revisit each section again and again as the larger narratives come into focus. As Karen is discovering more about the murder and jotting down what comes to mind, so too are we discovering more about Karen and the intricacies of her life. My Favorite Thing is Monsters is unusual in that it was drawn with ballpoint pens on wide-ruled paper, adding a sense of narrative play supporting the book being a tween's diary. It also contains myriad art styles, cute childlike doodles sit next to stunning recreations of classical sculpture from the Chicago Museum of Art. On the next page, we may find a mock-up of a horror magazine cover or portrait of a family member. Figures from the art museum are given dialogue bubbles. Scraps of paper are layered over other drawings as the images talk to each other verbally and visually. Text envelops and annotates drawings so that both writing and art are essential to further the story. Ferris challenges readers to dig deep as we explore the narrative threads, asking us to consider the complexities of growing up poor or queer or as a person of color in a time of political upheaval. Ultimately, this graphic novel encourages us to investigate the nature of monstrosity itself. Who decides what is monstrous, and can one's feelings of monstrosity be lovingly embraced?
That book is My Favorite Thing is Monsters by Emile Ferris. Reviewer Lars Stoltzfus Brown is a PhD candidate in mass communications at Penn State. Author Emile Ferris will receive the 2018 Lind Ward Graphic Novel Prize on October 17th at 4 p.m. in Penn State's Foster Auditorium. She will then give a free talk and sign copies of the book. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at WPSU.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.